Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, from TikTok, Instagram, social media. You know where I'm at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how I am a narcissist. You know, that's the title of it. I am a narcissist. I've been telling people that since day one, when I started my podcast, July 19th of 2019. So it's been going on for a very long time. And I've been in self-aware narcissist groups, y'all, for about since about 2017, I've been in self-aware narcissist groups. And the point of those groups was to help me kind of, you know, feel like that I wasn't alone. To feel like even though, like, before I got diagnosed, before I went to therapy, like, I joined those groups. In those groups, you know, Michelle, Manny, you know, Rachel, all the OGs from that group that I remember helped me get to the point I am now. Because once you figure, when somebody calls you a narcissist, or when you know, when you realize that you might be a narcissist, and you look up the signs and the traits and stuff like that, you get on Google, you look it up, it's heartbreaking. You know what I mean? Because, like, I tell people this all the time. Self-awareness does not mean cured. Self-awareness means that you are aware of your thought process, and you are now aware of everything that you've done, the manipulations, the lying, every single thing that you've done in your existence. Like, it all comes back to you. Like, you know, like, it flashes before your eyes. Like, stuff that you forgot about pops into your head. And it's like, yo, I'm telling you, when I first, like, learned that I could be a narcissist, when I first looked up the signs and the symptoms, and I'm like, that's me. That hurt. Like, yeah, literally. It felt like I fell into a pit. It was like a downward spiral of, like, just, like, sadness and, like, shame. But for the person who I was, I thought, you know, overall, I thought I was a good person. Like, literally, I thought I was doing good. I mean, a lot of people would say I've done a lot of good things in my life before my diagnosis. Because, like, I've always been inspirational. I've always been, like, motivational. I've always been, like, you know, trying to, you know, help people. I wanted people to feel good about themselves. But for the wrong reason. I wanted people to feel good about themselves because it was me helping them feel good about themselves. You know what I mean? I think people get into their minds like the narcissist don't care. Your regular run-of-the-mill person with narcissistic personality disorder, like me, I'm not a sociopath. I don't have antisocial personality disorder. I'm not a psychopath. You know what I mean? I care. I can choose not to care about certain things. I can kind of turn the empathy and the emotions off. I have this selective empathy. It's like, people tell me these sad stories, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? It helps me turn it off. It helps me connect to people better sometimes. Because I can think logically and talk logically to these people and ask them logical questions. Let's circle back. I was in a self-aware narcissist group last night, and a guy came in there and he was like, "I googled help for a recovering narcissist, and there was nothing on there, no literature, no anything on there. It was just stuff from survivors and victims, and just like, it's just all negative. Like, so there's no hope for me. Am I done? Like, my life over? And guess who that sounded like? Me." I remember putting a statement just like that in the self-aware narcissist groups when I first joined. And I was just like, goodness gracious, like, he can even find my stuff. I mean, of course, there are people in the comment section like, hey, check out Lee Hammack, look up the narcissist code, like, that'll help you, and things like that. And I got on Reddit yesterday, and I saw somebody was talking about me. There's like, I just found out I might be a narcissist. My wife presented the narcissist code to me, Lee Hammack. He's like, at first, you know what, I was laughing because
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
some of the stuff he does is funny, and I connected to it, and it just made sense to me. He said, but then I got deeper into his material, and a lot of that stuff hit me in the gut. He said, a lot of that stuff hit me in the gut because how, when he puts it the way he puts it, I felt like a terrible person. He said he felt like a terrible person because of the stuff that he had put his family and wife through, because of the skits and the videos and the stuff that I have done on the Narcissist Code. Then, and now he was looking for help. Now he wants to know how he can possibly go to therapy and try to make some positive changes in his life. And people say, I get a lot of narcissistic people that say, I am adding to the stigma because I'm portraying narcissists to be bad people. If I portrayed narcissists to be good people, like to saving the world and stuff like that, would anybody want to change? Would that affect any kind of change? The only way that I was able to affect any kind of behavior alterations was through pain. Pain. Therapy is pain. I think people think therapy is just a release. Like, I go into therapy and I just kind of like float to the sky and I'm cleansed. Like, I'm purified or something like that. No. Therapy is, like, yeah, therapy is literally pain. Because you're sitting there, you're talking about stuff that happened in your childhood. You're talking about stuff that happened right now. You're talking about your relationship issues and things right there. You're talking about your kids. You're talking about, like, literally, like, y'all, it hurts. Therapy hurts. And therapy is painful. I think people think therapy, like, they're like, what? How do I get my narcissistic partner to the therapy? If you do get them to therapy, get them to therapy. Might not be hard. It might be hard. But getting them to stay in therapy and be honest with the therapist is harder. Being honest, people are like, how are you honest with the therapist? Because it helps me. Because, like, it's going to sound weird, but, like, the only way I do what I do now, I've had to condition myself to feel like the narcissistic personality disorder is not who I am. I have narcissistic personality disorder, but that is not who I am. It's like, to me, it's like, you know, if you believe in the Bible, you read the Bible, God makes no mistakes. So this is not a mistake that I have this. It's a gift. I have formulated this into a gift. You know what I mean? I just, like, this is my, I have the ability to speak about it from my perspective, to help people, to assist people, and also help myself in the process. Because when I talk, when I do these videos, when I'm doing these podcasts and stuff like that, this is kind of like another therapy session for me. This is kind of like me getting it off my chest and me getting to help people at the same time. Yes, give me that. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. You know what I say? People have to, you have to, like, if you a narcissist listening to this, you have to condition yourself to feel like the narcissistic personality disorder is not a death sentence. Because it's not. You have this. You can't change it. You can't get rid of it. So deal with it. You got to deal with it. You have to deal with it. Stop treating people badly. You can make the choices. You can make the active choices. Even though it's hard. I know. Oh yeah. I know it's hard to make active, to make choices, to change, to try to be a better person. It's hard to ignore that very first impulse. Because my very first impulsive reactions is going to be the narcissistic reaction, to defend myself, to protect myself. Somebody says something negative about me, I'm trying to come back at you immediately. But now I slow down. I'm like, okay, that's negative, but let me make a joke about it. Let me make a joke. Don't let me go at this person. Or let me not misinterpret this stuff. Let me listen to this person to respond to them. And that let me listen to react to them. Because that's one of the main things that therapy has helped me with. Listening to respond as opposed to listening to react. Because I respond to people now. I don't react. I'm going to stop lying. I do react sometimes. You catch me on the live and somebody say some BS to me, I react to you. I'm in the moment and it comes out. So now I get caught up. But that's not who I like. I'm telling you. I'm listening to respond right now. And people just like, I see people making like little videos about me and tag me and stuff like that. And just, hey, Lee, what do you think about Lee Hammack? I don't think about him at all. He's a terrible person. I get the hell. I'm helping thousands of people. If you can look at my page and say that I'm a terrible person based on me helping thousands of people, what does that make you? It's very narcissistic of me, but my goal is to be one of the biggest faces in mental health. Point blank, period. Therapist or not, I've never claimed to be a therapist. I tell everybody I'm a narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And somehow, because of the way I present myself, people still don't believe me. I look at you in your face and say, hey, I'm a narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. Hey, that's the narcissist guy from TikTok. I'm a narcissist. And people, because the way I present myself, and the jokes that I convey, my personality, people still don't believe I'm a narcissist. And I just like, look, if I can tell you this, and I can be in public and you still don't believe me, that's the point. I'm showing you how dangerous a narcissistic person can be, or how they can shift that danger into an ability to help people. Not to help people on a massive level like I'm trying to do, just to help your family live a better life. So your wife doesn't have to walk on eggshells in the house. So your kids don't have to walk on eggshells in the house. So everybody can breathe. Like, dad's coming home, hide. Mom's coming home, y'all. Get under the bed. Like, stuff like that. You don't want your kids and family to do like that. You want to make people more comfortable. So if you want help, if you're a narcissist listening to this, if you want help, get help and be better. You can do it. I know it's easy. I'm 30. Before I got in therapy, I was 32 years old when I started therapy. 2017. I was 32 years old when I started therapy. So it is progressively easier for me now to revert back to the behaviors of 32 years prior than it is to four years of therapy. But if I don't go to therapy and I don't check in with my therapist and let this rage and stuff crazy stuff out in my head, I will revert back to my base state, to my factory, my default factory setting of narcissist. Right now, I'm self-aware narcissist because I'm in therapy. But if I don't go to therapy and check in and, you know, check in and help myself, then I revert back to that default setting of narcissist. And my behaviors go back because it's normal. That's normal to me. Being manipulative, being a liar, being a schemer, that's normal to me. That's normal. That's my normal state. That's me going, that's me just being me. I have to try to be a self-aware narcissist. Normal is just lying. Normal is just protecting myself, defending myself against criticism. That's normal for me. I have to try to be this. I have to try to be this. This is active trying. And it's tough. I have good days and I have bad days. It's tough trying so hard every day to try to be a different person to fight against your natural state. It's like running a race backwards. You know what I mean? Everybody running past you, but like you still running that race. I'm running backwards. Everybody's just like, hey, turn around and run. Hey, Lee, run this. Run. Turn around and run forward. Like, man, look, if I run forward, you might not like me no more. Let me run backwards. Let me do this in my own time. Take your time. Like, I had to take my time. It's not a, look, it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint to the finish line. You're not gonna start your journey on therapy or mental health, your mental health journey, and finish really, really quick. You're not going to do that. Baby steps. Baby steps are still steps. Like, baby steps are literally still steps, y'all. Just because you're taking baby steps does not mean you're not going in the right direction. Baby steps are still steps, and you're taking those steps in the right direction to empower yourself for a better future. And I know this video is not going to get a lot of YouTube views and stuff like that, because the ones I typically do about me being a self-aware narcissist, they don't really do well on YouTube because people don't care. They're just like, okay, cool. Where's the ones about the, where, hey, where's the one about closure from a narcissist or no contact? How does narcissists feel? How can y'all love? These videos don't do well. And that's cool. Because these videos are targeted to a specific audience. These are the videos that I didn't see. These are the podcasts that I didn't have when I first got started. You know what I mean? Because I can't talk, but like people are like, why don't you do more like this? Like, how? There's a very limited audience of narcissists going to listen to me talk about being a narcissist. You know what I mean? People want to hear about how to get away from people like me, how to deal with people like me, how to, like, how I feel and stuff like that. Nobody cares. Like, a lot of people don't really care about how, you know what I mean, therapy goes. What do you sit down in therapy and talk about? How's therapy? You know what I mean? How can I change my behaviors? There's not a lot of people out there trying to do that. You know what I mean? And if you look at the statistics, I know the statistics are incorrect, y'all. I know. But the statistics say 1.5 or 1% of the population is narcissists. So I got one, I'm gonna talk to 1% of the people. You know what I mean? 1.5% of the people? No, I would rather talk to the other 99 and then sprinkle in 100, sprinkle in that one. Or talk to both at the same time by being myself, by being my genuine, authentic self. This is me. This is me in front of you. This is me being me. You have met Damon Lee Hammock. I'm Damon Hammock, but I just go by Lee. That's Lee. This is my personality. This is who I am. Damon is a whole. Damon was the person I was for the first 32 years of my life. Lee is the person I'm going to be for the rest of my life. I'm still going to be Damon Lee, but I'm intertwining the two because I feel like that's part of the duality of who I am. I still struggle. I still fight daily with who I am. I'm still fight daily with where I'm going. I still battle with myself. But it's worth it. It's worth the fight. It's worth the battle. I see my kids happy, my family smiling, my wife smiling, my kids are smiling and cheesing, and we doing something together. I like that. That makes it worth it. That makes it worth it. It makes it worth going sitting in a therapist chair every once a month. That really does make it worth it. Anyway, but I hope y'all like this episode. I know it's not the usual. I know it's going to sit here and flip out. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope it helps somebody. That's out there looking for help. I hope y'all have a safe and beautiful journey. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. Mental Illness is out. Peace.